The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is high school principal Fred Unsicker. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Fred, welcome back to Super Chat.
It's always good to be with you, Gary.
Enjoy our conversations. So, Fred, over the past quarter, your students have been involved in multiple competitive activities. What can you report on this front?
Oh, Gary, it has been a busy third 9 weeks. We hosted the Rube Goldberg competition. And for those who don't know, Rube Goldberg competitions, the goal is to have you build a complex machine that accomplishes a simple task. And this year's task was to make a Lunchable. And then for the high school division, they're supposed to have, I think, a minimum of 75 steps or something like that. It was quite interesting to see the machines that these kids came up with. Our kids put a little comical theme into theirs. And they actually ended up winning the first place in the high school division. And then they also were awarded the most Rube Goldbergian from the competition. So I thought that was pretty cool for us to get that. Kudos to Mrs. Comer and Ms. Flint, the two sponsors, for helping the kids, kind of guiding them. And the really cool thing about this is the teachers just kind of are a sounding board. They don't tell the kids what to do. The kids kind of come up with it all on their own. Our archery team was quite successful. We had three high school archers and I believe one middle school archer participate in the state meet. And actually had two students, one middle school and one high school, placed in the top 10, I believe. The Harmeyer siblings, I believe it was them. And so kudos to them and the coaches for all the time they put in. If anybody ever pays attention to the archery schedule, they literally go all year. They are always in there shooting, practicing, getting better. And it shows. And I know it's not a high school thing, but the elementary school, Jaden Comer was the state champion for the elementary school. So congratulations, Jaden. And then, of course, you know, as most people around the community would know, boys and girls basketball has both had incredible seasons. Both reached the semi-state, weren't able to not punch their ticket to the state finals, but the girls made the championship game. The boys lost a close one in the semifinal round of semi-state. So congratulations to all coaching staffs and the players for all their hard work. And the community for showing up and supporting. The girls ended up playing in New Albany, and the boys ended up playing in Washington. And those were two pretty decent little drives for us, but good job to them.
How about the academic team?
The academic team, I believe they've had one competition so far, right before break. It's kind of like a warm-up competition they do. Coaches felt like they performed well. I know they have a couple more coming up this early spring. And kudos to those coaches and those kids are also athletes and involved in drama club and other activities. So they are just super busy. I know they practice about once a week, and it's a lot to learn.
Yeah. You know, I've always had a real, intrigue and soft spot for the Rube Goldberg competition, because I do think it obviously requires and causes students to think about things and analyze things in a way that we're not accustomed to today. You know, we're all about efficiency, and they are about building something that is an inefficient way to get to the same end result, which I always thought was just a really great mental and physical exercise.
It really is, Gary. And it's just kind of neat to watch them put it together and say, hey, well, we could use this old piece of a paper towel roll and make the marble go this way. And I'm like, or you could just push the button. But that, you know, they do make a really complex machine to do a simple task, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and on that archery team, the Harmeyer siblings, my guess is they've spent a lot of hours shooting together if they're both in the mix, you know, at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all of them.
They do love their archery, and that family is just big into it. And, you know, they've kind of built the program. So just really enjoy watching them shoot.
Well, let me ask you this, Fred. As you look forward into the upcoming 9 weeks, what important events do you have scheduled?
Well, Gary, the fourth 9 weeks is even more busy than the third 9 weeks. I'll start with the band and choir. The band actually has a parade actually coming up, the Reds Parade. They've been invited to participate in that again this year for opening day. Hopefully the rain will stay away. The band and choirs both have concerts coming up towards the middle of May, and it's been kind of neat to see them work up some more difficult music than they've ever played here before. So kudos to Mr. Blackwell and all the students for saying, let's reach up to that higher level and play a more difficult piece. In fact, I was just in before break watching the choir, and they were actually making their own arrangement of a song. They didn't like the arrangement that we had purchased, and they said, no, let's do this instead. So he just kind of let them run with it, and it turned out to be a really cool arrangement. So that's great with the band and choir. The drama club has been revitalized thanks to Mr. Engel King and Mrs. Horn from the elementary. They have a couple performances coming up here in a few weeks. Just the number of kids that actually tried out for a part to be part of the crew after it being kind of on the sidelines due to COVID for about the last 3 years is really neat to see. So I look forward to see what they can come up with.
Well, what about on the athletic front?
Well, athletically, we're just starting the spring sports season, and our participation numbers are pretty good across the board. Softball has record numbers. We've actually started a junior high golf team, and we're going to continue with the junior high baseball and softball teams. They've had really good numbers coming out for both those programs. Track numbers are looking pretty good. Baseball numbers are pretty good, about to where we've been recently. The kids are in there practicing in the gyms because it's been so wet, but they're excited. They're getting ready to get outside as soon as they possibly can and get some games. And I think we actually have a softball game this week.
Well, Fred, let me change directions just a little bit on you. At the high school, you have some workflow things going on. Can you share some details with our listeners so they're informed?
Yes. One of the things we do in the fourth 9 weeks is we really take a look at the student handbook and the staff handbooks. And I do that with my leadership team. And we look at things that we think we might need to improve upon, maybe from, the handbook might be out of date with current legal codes or things like that. And so we make sure those are up to date. But we also, in the fourth 9 weeks, we'll experiment with different classroom expectations. And one thing we're working on this quarter is working on cellular phones and really teaching kids digital ethics of when you're in class, make sure they put away. If you can't trust yourself to put it away, we're going to have a place for you to put them so that they're not a distraction. Cell phones are great devices and they're wonderful resources for students, but they can also become a distraction for students and adults. So we're going to experiment with a procedure and a process and see how it works. Hopefully get some teacher and student feedback on it. That's one thing we do during the fourth 9 weeks. We also are working on scheduling, and this is the push for us as administrators is to try to have the master schedule for next year done before we leave school this year. And the goal is always to have every kid who we know is returning scheduled and have their schedule done for next year before graduation day. And we just try to do that so that there's not that wait over the summer. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out that we get it done. But we're in pretty good shape this year. We're going to start meeting as an administrative team, and we're going to invite a couple teachers to come in and kind of see the process as well. Because in our school, we have so many classes that there's only one section of them. We have so many of these specialized classes that even the computers can't create a model that works. So we end up having to do it by hand. And the last thing we have going on, Gary, is we're starting a mentorship program. The whole purpose of this is to kind of work with students, a selected group of students as nominated by teachers or even self-nominated, to help students work on self-leadership and making positive decisions. These are going to be small groups of about 6 to 8 students. I'm going to lead one group, and then we've had 2 teachers step up. Two of our new teachers have stepped up to lead another group each. Mrs. Leonetti and Mr. Douglas have both stepped up to lead this group, and they're currently going through the training from the program. I think it's going to be great. I've worked with it before. I've been through the training. I think it's going to be great for our kids. And it's the really neat thing about this is it focuses on the importance of academics and making sure you get all your work turned in and taking responsibility for yourself. So it's a really neat program. I think we'll see some positive results from it.
Yeah, sure. Well, Fred, very good conversation. Good lineup of topics today. And hey, I want to thank you for joining me once again here on Super Chat.
Gary, I always have a good time when I talk to you, and it's always good to catch up.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.